This is Dan Duryea with a welcome to Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk. And here is your host for Carnation, Art Ballinger.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood is brought to you by Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. And today we present Driven Snow, starring Dan.
Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
We're brought to you by Carnation. And speaking of stars, here is the distinguished Broadway actor who has made an even greater name for himself in pictures, Dan Duryea.
Thanks for skipping the bad man build-up, Art, even though my motion picture history seems to call for it.
But being typed as a cad actually began before Hollywood, didn't it, Dan?
Yes, I suppose it really started with my stage appearance in The Little Foxes with Tallulah Bankhead.
That's right, and then Hollywood wanted you to play the same part in the motion picture version with Betty Davis. From then on, it was one villain after another.
However, Art, I'm happy to say that in my latest picture, I do have somewhat of a sympathetic role, that of a likable alcoholic in the film Chicago Calling.
Well, Dan, we're looking forward to having you put your talent to work on today's drama. Meanwhile, here's something that's sure to make a difference in any homemaker's cooking career. Ladies, the next time you shop for groceries, do this. Take home several cans of Carnation evaporated milk and start testing. Use Carnation in recipes that call for cream. Use it in recipes that call for milk. And from the first, you'll notice a decided difference. You'll notice a richer flavor, a generally better quality all around. The reason for that difference is this. Carnation is more than double rich milk. So rich that even when you dilute Carnation with an equal amount of water, it's still richer than any state standard for bottled milk. What's more, and very important, Carnation is heat refined. In your cooking, that means smoother blending of ingredients and a far better flavor. So start using this wonderful milk right away. Believe me, your recipes will taste better, will cost less, when you use Carnation, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of Driven Snow, starring Dan Duryea in the role of Cash Brayton. Curtain going up. Alaska, and a man who wants to be alone. When the steamer from Seattle docks at Anchorage, Cash Brayton leaves it and makes his way rapidly through the crowd, speaking to no one. At the railway station, he buys a ticket to Fairbanks and spends the long hours of the trip staring out of the coach window, paying no attention to his fellow passengers. 9 o'clock the next morning finds him entering the door of the Fairbanks Trading Company, General Merchandise.
Hello, Pop.
Hi, son. Something I can do for you?
If your name's McGuire, you can.
It is.
Fell on the boat said you'd be the man to see about an outfit, maybe a guide.
I'm going back country?
Yeah, Yukon Landing.
You'll need a guide, all right. Only way to get there is by trail.
Can you find me one?
I think so. I'll send for Indian Joe. I'll have him here in about an hour.
All right, Pop. I'll wait. I'm good at it. I've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, suit yourself.
You happen to know a man up there by the name of Dr. Neal?
Yes. I know Dr. Neal.
How do I find him?
Apparently you got the wrong idea about Yukon Landing. It's a trading post for trappers and prospectors. Only one in 60 miles. It's got one saloon, one boarding house, one store, and one doctor.
Good. Then I shouldn't have any trouble.
You ever met Dr. Neal before?
No.
I reckon you're in for a surprise.
I'm hard to surprise, Pop.
So am I, son. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if that gun you're carrying there and a shoulder holster, well, sort of turned out to be a mistake.
You're pretty shrewd, aren't you?
It's a rough country, son. Man has to be, is to stay alive. And a lot of men up at Yukon Landing have stayed alive for a long time.
Yeah. Well, so have I, Pop. So have I.
Hello,
right there, I think, Mr. Braden. It say doctor office.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, stick around. We may hold up here. I don't know yet.
All right, Mr. Braden. I wait. See what you do.
Hiya, honey. The doctor in?
Yes, the doctor's in.
Wonder if I could speak to him.
Sure, go ahead. I'm the doctor.
You're Dr. Neal? Well...
Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah. You can ask me to sit down.
Sorry. Won't you have a seat, Mr...
Braden's my name. Cash Braden. Thanks.
Well?
I'm here looking for a guy.
Oh? What guy?
One that made the mistake a few weeks ago of mailing a letter from here to his sister down in the States. Told her to write him under the name of Charles Smith, care of Dr. Neal.
You tampered with the mail, is that it?
Yeah, I tampered with the mail. His real name is Ed Wilson, in case he's using it up here.
He isn't. Nor the name of Smith. Are you with the police?
No, I'm not with the police.
Why are you trying to find this man?
Maybe just to say hello. He was a business partner of mine in New York until about 7 years ago.
What sort of business, Mr. Braden?
Oh, just a business. You wouldn't understand it.
I haven't lived up here all my life, you know. I was on staff at a New York hospital until 5 years ago.
This is quite a change. How'd you happen to leave?
Malpractice, so the Board of Examiners called it.
Mm. Gave you the sack, huh?
I could explain how it was all a mistake and wasn't my fault. But I won't bother to.
Suit yourself, honey. It's not exactly what I'm interested in anyway.
Yes, I know. You want to find a man named Ed Wilson. You've been looking for him for 7 years.
Uh-uh. Only 1 year. Before that, I was prevented.
Oh? By whom?
The warden at Sing Sing.
I see. Why are you so anxious to find this man?
Suppose we say why is my personal business.
Mr. Braden, the man you knew is Ed Wilson, and who signed a letter as Charles Smith, isn't known by either one of those names up here. And I don't think you will recognize him unless I point him out to you. A man can change a lot in 7 years.
I ought to know.
And I'm not going to point him out unless I know what's behind this. Let's have all the cards on the table.
All right, honey. There's only one card. I'm going to kill him.
I thought so. But I didn't think you'd admit it.
Why not? It's the way I play.
What was it, double cross?
Yeah. Those 6 years in prison should have been his 6 years. I won't bother to explain either.
I'm sorry, Mr. Braden. I can't help you.
Now, look. I'm going to do exactly what I said, no matter what it costs. You'd be a lot better off if you stand out of the way.
I said I won't help you.
You're tough. I think you're nearly as tough inside as I am.
I think I'm tougher.
Well, we'll find out.
Huh? How?
I'm going to stick around here a while. Sooner or later, you're bound to slip and give him away. Meantime, I'll wait. I'm good at that. Been doing it a long time.
Yes, I suppose you have.
I'm going to have Indian Joe keep an eye on you. And if you need me, you can probably find me at the Brass Nugget Saloon.
All right, Cash, deal them. Give me one good hand for a change, huh?
Not if I can help it, Blackie. There. You open, Blackie.
What a hand. And with my own deck. The brass nugget is going to belong to you if this keeps up.
Mr. Braden.
Hello, Joe.
Better you come with me, Mr. Braden.
What's up?
Missy Doctor get ready to go on trip. Dog sled is all ready.
A trip? Where?
Me not know. Maybe back country. You come.
Okay. Sorry, Blackie. I'll have to pick up the game later. Come on, Joe. Let's get going.
Oh, now. Oh, now. Easy, boy. Easy. Oh, now. There, boy. We stop here, Missy Doctor. Dogs rest. 5 minutes. Then we go.
All right, Joe.
What's wrong, boy? You don't like full sleigh? Your foot, maybe?
Well, dogs are no dogs. I can stand 5 minutes rest myself.
What's the matter, Cash? Tired?
How the devil does anybody ever learn to walk in these things?
Well, it's quite an art to wearing snowshoes. You're doing fine. Another month and you'll be an expert.
I will if you keep on tearing out of town every couple of days.
You didn't have to come along. I told you I was only coming up here to see a patient.
Well, Greta, let's just say that I trust you.
Too bad snowshoeing is the only thing you've learned up here.
Oh? You mean I'm missing something?
Everything. Look out across those ridges below us. Pine forest as far as you can see. Clean and free and open. Hundreds of miles on it.
There's plenty of it, no doubt about that. All right, it is beautiful. What about it?
How can you live in the midst of all this week after week and still think of nothing but killing?
Quite a bit of killing goes on out there, too, so the boys tell me. One animal living off another one.
But we're not animals.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Look, Cash, I came up here feeling the same way. I was double-crossed, too, you know.
You never invested 6 years of your life in prison.
I was bitter, too. And then gradually I started to get over it. Began to understand what's really important.
Yeah, honey? What caused this great dawning light?
Watching these people fight against the wilderness. Fight against almost overwhelming odds just to stay alive. And I realized that the only thing that matters is life.
Sure. That's all I'm after. Ed Wilson's life.
There was no doctor here before I came. People either got well or they died. I've been able to change that a little. Make life a little easier. I think that's important.
Maybe so, honey, but I don't quite see where I come into this.
There are other things to be done here. There's land to be cleared, roads to be built. It's a new country, Cash. It's clean. It's a place where you can forget the past if you want to.
Well, I may consider that. As soon as I get this little project taken care of.
You're like death itself, waiting, always waiting.
You're to blame for that.
You're so proud of being strong and single-minded. You're like one of those tall pines when it falls in a storm. It makes a lot of noise and smashes down on other trees. Then it just lies on the ground and it rots.
All right, Peter. You're a great little talker. But you don't make quite as much sense as you think you do. You're all sold on this business of life. But you never stop to think that some lives may not be worth saving. Are you forgetting all about justice?
Maybe a man who frames someone else into prison does deserve killing. I don't know, Cash. But it's not Wilson I'm mostly concerned about.
Then who is it?
You. The fine things about you that you won't let come out.
Oh, no. If there ever were any things like that, they're still down in New York State behind some stone walls. I got 6 years, but they got life.
You're heading into a dead end, Cash. You'll never get off free. It'll mean your death, too. You know that.
Maybe. Only that doesn't make any difference. I'll worry about it afterwards. Every night that cell door clanged shut, I used to lie there trying to go to sleep. I think of how I was going to do it. I must have invented 1,000 different ways of killing Wilson. And that's the only thing I'm sorry about. When I finally do catch up with him, I can use only one of them. Now, do you understand?
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Driven Snow, starring Dan Duryea and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's hear what Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, has to suggest for Lent.
Well, Art, during these Lenten days, we're all trying to think of different ways to serve seafood. So here's my nomination for an outstanding seafood dish. A delicious tuna and rice casserole made with Carnation quick cheese sauce.
Sounds promising, Mary. How do you go about making it?
Oh, it's very simple, Art. Just put 2 cups of cooked rice and a 7-ounce can of tuna in alternate layers in a buttered casserole.
Wait a minute now. You say put 2 cups of cooked rice and a 7-ounce can of tuna in a buttered casserole in alternate layers.
That's right. And if you like, you add chopped onion or green pepper.
Well, what about the cheese sauce?
Oh, that's easy to fix, too, Art. Just a matter of heating a large can of Carnation evaporated milk in a saucepan along with 1 teaspoon of salt.
Uh-huh. Heat a large can of Carnation and put in 1 teaspoon of salt.
Then you add 1 cup of grated processed-type American cheese and heat until the cheese melts.
Add 1 cup grated processed-type American cheese and heat until the cheese melts. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Pour this sauce over the tuna and rice in the casserole and bake about 30 minutes in a moderate oven.
About 30 minutes in a moderate oven. And that's all there is to it, right?
That's all, Art. And it's another instance where Carnation performs cooking miracles not possible with any other form of milk. When the ladies taste that delicious Carnation quick cheese sauce, they'll know what I mean.
Well, thanks, Mary, for a really fine Lenten suggestion. Tuna and rice casserole made with Carnation quick cheese sauce. Ladies, prepare for this appetizing seafood dish by getting double-rich Carnation evaporated milk today at your food store. Turn now to the second act of Driven Snow, starring Dan Duryea in the role of Cash Brayton.
When a man has spent 7 years trying to decide just how to kill the partner who double-crossed him, he's pretty much inclined to scoff at the arguments of a woman who believes in preserving life rather than snuffing it out. So it is with Cash Braden's determination to kill. Waiting it out, sitting with Blackie in the Brass Nugget Saloon.
It's a real blizzard outside, Cash. It's no night for nobody to go no place.
Who's going any place, Blackie? I'm comfortable.
Hey, how's about the little game, Cash, okay?
Sure. Nothing else to do.
I go get a new deck of cards. This one is all messed up.
Hey, is it young Joe?
Mr. Braden, you've come now.
What's up?
Trapper come to me see doctor. She get ready. 5 minutes she go back country.
Oh, for the... What's the matter with that kid? Is she crazy? She can't go out in this storm.
Cash, let her go. It's no mean you got to go too.
You're telling me. She's not going anywhere either. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Come on, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't introduce you to Cash. This is Ben Saunders, Cash Braden.
How do you do?
Hello, Saunders.
Ben's got a trap line about 15 miles up the river.
Oh? Say, Mr. Saunders, I wonder if you can tell me anything about a man named...
Hand me that license, please. I don't want to leave one of these mittens somewhere along the trail.
Now, wait a minute, Greta. Let's slow down here. It's a 10-mile trip to the fork, and that storm outside means business.
Well, it won't be any picnic. I'll tell you about it when I get back.
Get back? Nothing. You're not going.
Here, tie this license for me.
You've got to go, Mr. Braden. That woman's up there in a cabin alone. If I could have done anything, I'd have stayed, but it's not my line.
What's the matter with her, anyway?
She ain't have a baby, that's all.
Well, how do you think these Indian women had babies before you came up here?
I know how they did. That's why I'm going.
Of all the bullheaded women I ever saw, you're the worst. You're risking your life. You know that, don't you?
Well, if you're willing to risk yours to take a life, why shouldn't I risk mine to save one? Maybe we're both crazy.
I think maybe we are. I could be over there in front of the stove with a brass nugget with my feet propped up and... Give me a couple of those lacings. I don't want to lose a mitten either. How's she doing, Greta? She gonna be all right?
I think so. Ben, tear up the other sheet, please.
Right, Miss
Neal. Cash, will you put some more water on to boil?
Way ahead of you, honey. I already did.
Good, then drop these in it.
You don't need any help in there, do you?
No, it's my job. What's the matter, Cash? Something wrong.
Well, I never been around when a baby's born.
I believe you. You look positively green.
Honey, but that's only half of it. I feel green.
Gentlemen, you might be interested to know that it's a boy.
I don't care what it is, honey. All I want to know is it over.
Poor kid, she's really sound asleep.
Yeah, tired out. The trip up here was enough by itself, let alone the way she worked all night.
Well, at least it'll be an easier trip going back.
Yeah. It beats me to see that sun shining out there. 12 hours ago, a blizzard was wide open and howling.
That kind of a country, Mr. Braden. Anything can happen.
I guess so. Where's this woman's husband, by the way?
Due back here this afternoon. I ran into him a couple of days ago on the trap line. That's how I happened to stop in.
Lucky for her, you did.
Oh, she'd have pulled through somehow. People up here can take a lot of slapping around.
I'll buy that one, all right.
Well... As long as you're here to take Miss Neal back to the landing, I'll go out and hitch up the dog so I can head back up country.
Sure, go ahead, whenever you want to.
Just stick by the river on the way back, Mr. Brayton. You won't have any trouble.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Saunders.
What? Oh, what was that?
Just the door, honey. Saunders is hitching up to leave.
Oh, gosh. Why, it's broad daylight.
Yeah, you nearly slept your life away.
I better look in the other room. Is there coffee here?
Yeah, I'll pour you some. Go ahead.
Both of them. They're wonderful.
Good. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. Oh, isn't it beautiful outside? Clean and white. What a perfect world for a baby to have on his first day.
So what? He's in there sleeping right through it.
Oh, you'll have plenty of chance to see it. Be like this for the rest of the winter. That's why I like to see the first blizzard come. Even snow covers all the sharp, ugly rocks. You look out, it's a brand new world.
But the rocks are still there, Greta. You can see the shape of them under the snow.
And nothing's changed. I'm hoping to be different this morning.
Why?
Because last night you helped bring a new life into the world. And this morning, everything...
Ah, what's the use?
You should have stayed in town at the Brass Nugget.
Oh, no, Greta. If I hadn't come along, I'd have missed the break I've been waiting for.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You know as well as I do this guy you call Saunders is Ed Wilson.
You let him go?
Yes, again. He hasn't gone yet. He just went out to hitch up his dogs. He left his rifle standing over there by the stove. He's got to come back for it.
You've just been leading him on. Letting him think you didn't recognize him and all the time. No, Cash, I won't let you.
You're not going to do anything, Greta. You're out of this. That was your job last night. This is mine.
A job? Is that the way you look at it?
I've been waiting for this for 7 years, and now it's here. I don't have to wait much longer. So keep out of the way, Greta. Don't try to do anything, do you understand?
Cash, you can't do it.
Can't do what?
Kill a man in cold blood like this.
You don't know me very well, do you?
But I do. I do know you.
I told you what I was. Told you what I meant to do right from the start. What gave you any reason to a different idea?
Nothing, really. Just hope I get.
Does this Wilson mean anything to you? Are you in love with him?
If I thought it would do any good, I'd say yes. But that wouldn't stop you. No, I'm not in love with him.
Then don't forget I'm carrying the ball. Stay out of it, honey. It's not your game.
I know, Cash. I'm much better at playing fool.
Sorry, Greta.
It doesn't matter. Nothing does. Kill him then if you have to. Yourself, too. Kill me if you like. What's the difference?
Greta, be quiet.
No, Cash, please.
I said be quiet. Yeah. It's over there by the stove.
Oh, you're awake, Miss Neal. How do you feel?
Fine, Ben. A little tired, I guess.
You had yourself quite a night. How's the young'un?
Sleeping like a baby. I guess that's how he should be sleeping, of course. Like a baby.
Glad everything turned out all right.
Your rifle's beside the stove, Mr. Saunders.
Oh, that snow leaves a man half blind when he steps inside. Here we are.
You're all ready to leave now, Mr. Saunders?
That's so I better get back to my traps there. Probably all snowed under.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine they are.
Well, I guess I'll get going.
Mr. Saunders.
Yes, Mr. Braden?
No, Cash, please, no.
Mr. Saunders, that was pretty decent of you, risking your life last night to come into the landing for a doctor.
Well, this fellow or his wife would have done the same for me. People kind of stick together up here. Well, so long, you two.
Goodbye, Ben.
I don't see you again. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. So long, Mr. Saunders.
Cash, you let him go.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to let him go?
I wasn't sure I could trust myself to go through with it. After 7 years, I wasn't sure I could let him walk out through that door alive.
But you did.
Yeah. Maybe we're both crazy. I wondered that last night. All the way up from Yukon Landing.
You mean you recognized Wilson before we left the landing?
Sure. As soon as I stepped into your office.
Then why did you make the trip up here? Why did you come along?
For the same reason you've been trying to stop me from killing Wilson.
That's because I'm in love with him.
Yeah. I know.
Cash. You don't mean that you...
Sure. That's what I mean. Honey... Sometimes you're not very bright.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Dan Duryea. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, how about a curtain call, Dan?
You bet, Art. You know, for a short spell there in the beginning of the story, I found myself back in the character of a guy who was up to no good.
Yes, Dan, but thanks to the love of a good woman, you were redeemed. One of those happy endings that leaves a good taste in the mouth. And, Dan, if you have time to join me in a cup of coffee, we can accomplish the same result in a single act.
How's that, Art?
By the simple measure of creaming our coffee with Carnation. Here's your cup, Dan. Now... You'll just taste that coffee. You'll notice it has an extra creamy quality. And that good coffee flavor really stands out.
Mmm. Yeah, you're right.
You see? That's why Carnation is so right for coffee every time. It's more than double rich, and it has the consistency of heavy cream. There's cream in every drop, of course.
I just wish more people knew how vastly superior good coffee tastes when it's creamed with carnation. Besides, carnation costs less than half as much as cream does. It's really no wonder millions of coffee lovers actually would rather use carnation. We call it the milk that whips. And now, Dan, for coming up here today and giving us such a splendid performance, here's something we'd like you to have to take home to your wife. This bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of carnation evaporated milk. Oh,
thanks ever so much, Earl. Now, suppose you tell me what's scheduled for next week.
Next Saturday, our star will be talented Gene Cagney, and the title of our story will be The Truth Pays Off.
Say, that sounds interesting. What sort of a part is Gene playing?
Well, she's a young lady who's been brought up never to tell a lie and who inherits $1 million. Somehow or other, she has a hard time making those two things mix properly.
I can imagine.
Better tune in, you know, just to get an idea of what to do about your first million.
I'll be right on deck to hear Gene Cagney and The Truth Pays Off, Art. Meanwhile, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Dan Duryea. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood was written by Les Crutchfield. Supporting Mr. Duryea were Gene Bates, Harry Bartell, Byron Kane, and Parley Bear. Special music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to listen next Saturday for Gene Cagney in The Truth Pays Off. And be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network.